points, Grant Harris with 3 points, Brendan Ballard, 22, and Seth Gangler, 6 points. USA from the free throw line, not so hot, 2 for 9 from the second half for 22.2%, and 8 for 22 overall for 36.3% from the free throw line in their own gym. John?
Well, the story for the Hatchets tonight is keep firing. Fire, 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 fire. Because that's exactly what they did. They weren't too worried about the percentages, that's for sure. Because when it comes all down to it, the Hatchets took 69 shots tonight, hit 18 of them. That's 26%. And you compare that to USA, who took 49 shots, but hit 20, and that's 40%. You look at the fourth quarter, for example. USA only took 7 shots, and they did hit 3 of them. But you could tell for them, the ring was getting a little bit tighter as Bad X was getting closer and closer and closer. Really, this was a good game for both teams. The Hatchets found out that they just can't afford to go ahead and get down by 10 off the bat and make a run at people toward the end. They have to be consistent, and I think they've got it within them. This is a good learning tool for Coach Quinn's squad. For Coach Gainforth's squad, this is what playoff basketball is kind of like. The atmosphere was kind of like that way, and this, even though this is their own home court, they had an opponent that was coming after them, and they did fight them off toward the end and squeak out a victory tonight.
Now, John, what was the difference in the second half? Was Bad X just making more shots, or was Bad X wearing down USA as it went on, and just Bad X staying tough throughout the entire second half?
Bad X only made 2 more shots than USA in the second half. But you take a look at the 20 shots that USA took compared to 37 for the Hatchets. I mean, they were just pouring it on as far as the shots. Now, if they shoot a little bit better on a percentage, the Hatchets walk away with a victory.
Closing thoughts, John.
Entertaining game. This is, you know, here we are in the early part of January, but this toward the end had a feel of March Madness to it. And I'm not sure where the districts are going to be held this year.
I haven't checked that far yet ahead.
But I'll tell you what, if it's here in USA, I think the Hatchets learned a valuable lesson tonight. And I think they're going to be a team to be reckoned with, as will USA. I think it's going to be a wild, wild west. This is not over by any means.
Last year, Bad X and USA split in victories. And Bad X actually lost at USA 53-68 by 15 the first game. Then USA traveled up to Bad X in the second game, and Bad X won by 3. Same difference as tonight, 59-56. So the second matchup here in the season should be pretty interesting.
I think it's going to be great. And how do you ignore the job that Brendan Ballard did tonight? Tonight he had, what, 22
points? 22 points, and did it quite quietly, too.
Very much so. But he was doing these reverse Mikan drills, and he was a force in the inside. He was just fun to watch. Also, Daniel Reck, he had 12 points today, and that was a very quiet 12 points, especially when he goes to the line for one and one and doesn't hit the first one. That's unlike Dan Reck. I would anticipate that you know, he's going to come down toward the end of the season. He's going to be probably one of the best free throw shooters in the area, because I know the kid works, and this is totally unacceptable to him, I'm sure.
And some other scores around the area. Harbor Beach took out Sandusky 64-36. And then, thanks to Thumb Tailgater, Kingston defeats Deckerville 54-28. And Cass City tops Bay City All Saints by 4. Cass City 61. Bay City All Saints 57. Tonight's broadcast of WLW Sports, Bad X at USA, was brought to you by Thumb Sailor, the talk of the Thumb. McVay Insurance Agency of Bad X, Signature Bank, your hometown community bank with branches throughout the Thumb. Nice Insurance Agency, Moore Motors of Carroll. More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring. Kohler Propane, nobody gives you gas like Kohler. Clark Ramsey, Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's Insurance Company, and USA Schools. This game broadcast was a copyright presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. All rights reserved. No reproduction, retransmission, or other distribution of the subscriptions or accounts of this game may take place with the express written consent of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. The solid transmission of this broadcast was carried by Thumb Siler, the talk of the Thumb. So on behalf of the entire WLAW Sports broadcast team, John Mooney, color commentary, back in the studio pushing all the buttons. That's Justin, and I'm Clark Ramsey, host and producer of this broadcast. So final score from USA. USA hangs on 53-50 after Bad X surges in the fourth quarter, scores 20 points in the fourth compared to USA's 7, and keeps it a barn burner all the way down to the end. Until next time, so long. We'll see you Wednesday. Harbor Reach and Hubley this Wednesday.
For WLEW News, I'm Brian Terry. Taking a look at the latest international and international headlines.